This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. A fire tore through a handbag factory in India's capital of New Delhi Sunday morning, killing at least 43 people. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
The cause of death, a doctor at one of the nearby hospitals said, was generally extreme gas intake or suffocation. Emergency services have been searching the building for anyone still trapped inside. What started the blaze is not yet known, but fires in factories and warehouses in Indian cities are fairly common, as safety regulations are not strictly enforced. Delhi State Minister Imran Hussain said there would be a thorough investigation and action taken against those responsible.
That was Reuters reporter David Doyle. One of the organizers of the protests, which took place in Hong Kong Sunday, said he estimates that 800,000 people were on the streets. Eric Lai said that he was disappointed by actions he called intimidating by the police.
We see they try to set roadblocks and try to intimidate not only the participants of the rally, but also journalists in Central. And even they humiliated some of us with our backgrounds. So this is unacceptable, and we need to tell the police that they should behave and enforce the law in a professional manner.
Crowds were so large and dense that the march ground to a standstill at times. North Korea said that it carried out a very important test at its long-range rocket launch site that it reportedly rebuilt after having partially dismantled it at the start of denuclearization talks with the United States last year. Analyst Kim Dong-yub, an analyst at Seoul's Institute for Far Eastern Studies, said that North Korea likely tested for the first time a solid fuel engine for an intercontinental ballistic missile. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website. This is VOA News.